House Bill 1071, an act to revise the time criterion for the termination of certain liens and encumbrances.
House Bill 1071, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Jarvis Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, the present law that we now have in effect, as it affects county poor liens and when they are terminated on the books of the county, when they are no longer collectible, is now July 1st, 1937. And needless to say, it would appear to most of us that if those bills aren't collected now, back to 1937, the chances of collection is very poor. On behalf of the abstractors of the state, they have asked that because they have to go to look up these people's names clear back to 1937, it's very cumbersome and very time-consuming. They have asked that we move the date from July 1st, 1937 to July 1st of 1970, so that if any lien is out there on the books prior to July 1st, 1997, they would be terminated. This bill has not opposed as its final draft by the Board of County lobbyists for the county commissioners, and I personally did check in Falk County the people on the county poor liens going back to these older dates, and of course most of them are deceased, and it's pretty hard to collect from those deceased persons. So I ask you to give your favorable consideration to 1071.
Further remarks on House Bill 1071. Hearing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1071. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will let the voting machine members will proceed to vote.
Representative Smith, Koistra, Marshall, and Nesselhoff. Representative Smith and Nesselhoff. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1071, having received the majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.